Okay, this is John Alex Show here on Radio Now, and if you want to join in to help out with this 833-JOE-ALEX, I would appreciate that. But last night, I had a little therapy with my my therapist, Julie, and we were talking about different things. This is a personal one-on-one Joe time, not marriage stuff, but just me as a person. I told her, I'm like, look, Julie, it's been really bad for me the past month or two. I've been really angry. I talk myself, you know, I'm like, hey, you got to be a better person. You can't be mad. But
like, what does really angry mean? Like, walk us through that.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out why, whether I'm sad.
I have an example of what really angry is.
Go ahead.
The other day, you asked, like 2 weeks ago, you asked me to explain something to you. So I started explaining it to you. And then you said, pork chop, don't explain it to me. I don't have time for that. And I was like, oh, okay.
So. I may not have. I love pork chop. Sometimes he does take a little bit long to get to the point. That probably like drove me over the edge too. But I don't know all the answers, Alec. That's what I'm working for. But it's just like I know.
I mean, just like the moment you wake up, you're mad, or like what does that mean?
No, I'm on edge. I don't know what it is. Yeah, like I mean,
just irritable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like. It's anxiety is making me irritable because a lot of it's work. It's not even necessarily you, pork chop, or Liv. It's just situation. It's the pressure sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, oh, God, I hate Alex or I hate Liv, because I don't. But for whatever reason, I'm aware of that, and I still, you ever like know, like, I shouldn't do that, but you're like, you know what, F it. I'm going to blow this situation up and do it anyways.
Mm, yeah.
I've done that a few days where I come in like before the show even starts. I'm like, well, I know what I could say at 5:40 in the morning to ruin the show. Let me do that just because something's bothering me, whatever it might be. So I told him, like, I got to get this thing figured out. It's not good for my work environment, for the culture there. Nobody's going to want to work with me. But just I don't like being this. Like that or I hate myself. If this is who I truly am at like my core, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
And so you were wondering if you should get on different medication.
That is something different. And, yeah, I talked to her, and that's more of a conversation I had with my doctor yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm going to try, not to get too deep into this, I am going to try another type of anxiety kind of a medication.
Okay, good.
This time I'm trying something called Paxil. So we can talk later about that if people want to DM me, but I'm going to start trying that today to see how that goes. Really low dose, and I'll build my way up. But it's been months since I've been on anything because I had to wean myself off, and I'm like, well, let's try it. I have nothing against it, but I'm going to give it a go. But my thing is I want to try something I learned yesterday, and I think you guys, I really want you to do this, so please participate for this thing, even if you think it's cheesy and hokey. Did you ever hear of Stuart Smalley?
No.
Pork chop. You ever hear of Stuart Smalley?
I have not.
Liv?
Nope.
Okay, if you don't, Stuart Smalley was on SNL back in the day.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Yeah, a little bit more. Just listen to this here. It's good stuff.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer. A member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
Oh.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Aww.
So I think it's going to be in the new Joe and Alex Show open. But the point is, as silly as that is, my therapist Julie's like, I hate that because we're laughing at it because it sounds funny. But they're saying, as silly and dumb as that might feel or awkward it is, that little exercise where you have some like nice music in the background, just something nice and relaxing. If you give yourself like 3 to 5 positive things about yourself, maybe in the morning or maybe at night, it can just really help you feel good about yourself, and it can make a big difference. Not me telling Alex what she is, but Alex telling herself that. So I wanted to go say 5 good things about myself. Then I wanted to go around the room and have everybody think about it. And just,
5?
5 good, Alex, there's 5 good things
I'm
about
ready.
You.
Oh, there's
and,
not.
And then I would like some, I want to do this as, if you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show right now, I want you to do this for yourself, 833-JOE-ALEX, and give yourself some positive affirmation, because I think it's a really important thing. For me, let's go. You know what, Joe? You know what? You're going to laugh at this. You're a good guy. And I think of that because, like, I have my little brother, Michael. I think I'm good with that. And I think I'm very nurturing to that kid. I'm trying to be in the kid's life. I think I'm talented, with the job that I do. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. I think I'm, like, very good at editing audio and things like that. I think that I'm very caring. I care a lot about my family and my close friends. I think that, you know what? I've got a really amazing beard. You can do a physical stuff. My beard looks really good. I think that, and see, it gets hard sometimes if you don't give yourself enough daily affirmation. Let's just do three things, because I've run out of things I can think about myself. But Alex, can you name maybe 3 to 5 things about yourself and some positive stuff about Alex Clark?
Okay. I have great style. I am smart.
Yeah.
And I am well-spoken.
Okay. Producer Porkchop. Mm-hmm. Let's have 3 positive affirmations about yourself.
I have a lot of Instagram followers.
May not be the best way to validate yourself, but okay, we're going to let that slide right now.
Okay, we'll let that one slide. I love when everyone's happy, so I love happiness.
No, this is about you.
Yeah, I love happiness.
You make people happy. How about that?
I make people happy.
Okay, okay, yeah. We're working it out together. He's a great communicator.
Yeah. I'm a...
One more. Come on, buddy. Something positive about you.
Worker.
There
you are.
We go.
You're a very hard worker. Pork chop,
good
everybody.
Job.
Pork chop. Live the web, girl.
I'm very positive. I'm very supportive of my friends and family. And I am a very good secret keeper and I'm very loyal.
Ooh.
I mean, I could name like 15 right now.
She's like a vault.
I can name like 14 now. All right, let's go to Maddie. Maddie's the first one to kick it off. Maddie, do you have the courage to give yourself 3 positive affirmations today?
Yeah, why not?
All right, give me 3 good things about Maddie.
I'd like to think that I have a great sense of humor.
Okay, good sense of humor.
People, you know, feel easy, and so I like my sense of humor. I also, like Pork Chop, like to think that I'm a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
I feel proud about the work I do. And then I also just overall think I'm a pretty decent, good-hearted person. You know,
that's
I like
great.
To go out of my way and, you know, do good things for people and make people feel good.
Maddie, doesn't that feel good?
It does.
See, good job, Maddie.
Now, do that tonight. Give yourself 3 more. And you know what? One thing my therapist, Julie, said, hey, it might be hard not to repeat yourself. So what? If you do the same 3 things tonight or tomorrow, that's fine. I mean, try to find new ones, but good stuff there. Let's do one more. We'll randomly pick this up. I hope they're there. Okay, they're not. What was that phone line? Go ahead, say it. Yeah? What else? Okay. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, you are live on the Joe and Alex Show right now, and we're doing positive affirmations. Do you have the courage right now to share some stuff about yourself?
Sure.
All right, give us 3 great things about yourself.
I'm a very optimistic person.
Awesome.
I guess that's the best thing about me.
What else? What else is good about you?
I'm trying to think. I'm on the spot now.
It sounds like you have a good personality.
Are you a mom?
Yes.
Are you a good mom?
I think so. Yeah, my kids seem to think so.
Okay,
they call me a cool mom.
You're optimistic. You're a good mom, and
I'm a great cook.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Way to kill it this morning.
I've heard something similar. It was like a therapeutic exercise where you're supposed to take, for girls, you're supposed to take your lipstick and write on your bathroom mirror, like, I am beautiful. Something like that is an affirmation when you wake up. But see, I got a tube of lipstick, and when I started to do it, all I did was draw a mustache, and then I just would look at the mirror at myself with a mustache. So that didn't really work out.
I don't think that's how it goes. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.